Yeah, Rhett only has 19 health at level 3.
I have 21.
I got 34.
Holy crap, I had the level 30,
and then now I have
I got 34.
Well, 34, because, you know, he's the tank. That makes sense.
This motherfucker.
You,
I'm not 34, but he still almost died.
How the light armor one. I'm like a glass cannon.
You are a glass cannon. That is true.
I'm just an ass cannon.
Now, campaign is getting harder, so that means be more tactical.
Tactical.
And then make sure you
tactfully.
Tactics. Make sure you use tactics.
That strategy.
Works. Strategy. And to make sure you do strategy.
Strategization.
I'm also implementing a new system called the injury table. Whenever you go unconscious at 0 hit points. You will have to make a constitution saving throw. If you get below 10, you get an injury. If you get 10 or above, you're fine. You're just unconscious.
That's not an injury.
Dude, I thought that was a true move and I was about to run.
But if you get below 10, you'll have to roll a d20 and you get a severe injury.
Oh, shit.
I mean, if you get, like...
Severe injury.
Neck broke.
Oh.
Scoliosis.
Polio.
So, I mean, but if you roll good on that d20...
You have become vegetative.
You won't be that bad off, you know, just some minor stuff. But if you get a natural one...
One of the things for the worst injury could be vegetative. I just, like, pick you up, put you in my grog barrel, and you're going...
He's, like, still casting spells, just...
healing word, eldritch blast.
I just turn around, brace up.
No. Do it. I have a question. If Vest was to die right now,
Vest?
How badly would that impact?
It's
I'm letting Cuckoo in. Don't worry.
It's Vest.
That's what I said.
Also, after chapter one, Vest will not be accompanying you any longer.
What?
Vest will be staying in Eisenberg.
No, that's not true.
Also,
I'm sorry, but...
this session, this is where the story's gonna ramp up a little bit. Get some actual plot. God damn it.
Okay, remember, we are trying to go for sponsorships at the moment, so let's keep this...
Man, fuck the podcast.
What? How dare you?
Alright, he's not getting looped in on the revenuization
hey,
that we get.
I thought he was going to go down his throat. I was like, oh! I was waiting for it.
I was waiting to go from here to...
Hey, that's a nice Stephen Hawking impression.
Dylan's trained in that. He could have given me the Heimlich.
Me and Daniel are both trained in it, too.
Bro, I'm certified.
I didn't pay for my certificate.
I don't have to.
I got the redneck certification. Yeah, I can do it.
I am my life.
I can take a pocket knife and put a beer bottle down your throat, and you can breathe.
I can shove this straw down your throat.
True story. I don't know why she said it.
I thought whenever we were talking about like our environment, you're like it's very vegetative. I'm like Stephen Hawking vegetated, or like what's going on there?
Vegetation.
I'm happy that you didn't spew up the water, Noah. Ethan, you have big old milks.
Hey, so, no, does this give you flashbacks to the start of the campaign?
I just scrubbed out my beard.
Yeah.
Also, okay. So, yeah, that's what I want to make clear to everyone.
Does this give you flashbacks?
Okay. I'm just going to drink a Red Bull in peace.
Harder.
Faster. Better.
The new...
Weaker.
Smarter. The new injury table. And so, there will be... There will be some encounters that may be too hard for you guys. Because, like, fighting it head on isn't always the only option. You can also talk your way out of some things.
So like what I was trying to do before, get the hell out of Dodge.
Please, man.
Sometimes you can talk out of ways to talk your way out of things. You can straight up run, or you can...
I'll talk.
Rhett was going to run.
Also,
Rhett was like, should we run?
There's also times...
I was just thinking, I was like, remember that spell I could have got, that like, fog of war, whatever it was called, where I could just blast out a cloud of fog or whatever. I was like, we could use that and just run.
There are also times where enemy might be too hard, but right. There are ways around it where you can make them die by not direct confrontation.
I'm pretty sure every hard enemy.
So we can use our environment to our advantage. I'm gonna cut down a fucking tree on somebody and just fall on.
We're in a cave and he's just like looking around for the tree.
Also remember,
where's the tree?
Your turn is approximately 6 seconds long. Like, what? Everyone's turn is 6 seconds long.
That's about how long I last in bed. I got this.
Okay.
He's just like, I've been prepared.
Cutting down the tree.
Is it one, two, nah, one, two, six, you're done.
No, no, you can take however long you want on your turn.
It's just as long as it's not over 6 seconds.
But no, cool. Like, in-game purposes, your turn lasts 6 seconds.
Supposed to.
I might just make a campfire and then suddenly be like...
But yeah, so...
But that's why you were like, you need to memorize all your things. You need to be able to know.
I don't
know
Mr. Garrison.
You need to know him. Well, no, he's like okay. 6 seconds.
Nobody hit the table because that mic. Like
Dungeons and Dragon time.
Yeah. Why'd you do
not
fucking air
this
quotes?
Time.
Probably 7 hours. What are you talking about?
We're not going to say anything.
Anyway,
I can
drown this. Time for the recap.
Daniel Gourmet.
You could be driving.
Hey, why don't we just play the Super Mario Sunshine theme song while we play this? It'd go pretty good.
What about D-Bags?
No, this is a...
What about time for a recap. Last time, you guys and Vess, as your guide, went to a dungeon that was going in the area and decided to loot it.
We looted it.
And guys encountered some cows.
Cooked the shit out of that cow.
We killed that cow.
Also, around this time, that meat is rotten at this point.
Did we throw it out?
It is that milk. Unrefrigerated meat that has been in his grog barrel.
It's been fermenting in grog. In the heat.
Nah, the grog's gone. He drank
it
off.
Yeah.
He's like,
but,
I'm a bit on the little.
You guys went to the dungeon where you encountered, some blights. You know, they're like needles.
It was black dots.
And then you guys made your way into the main treasure room where you attempted to take all three objects.
There was three. We just weren't faster.
Yeah,
there was
no point in just
either going to
three. Air quote, all three objects.
No,
the
there
result,
were three objects.
And there was two objects
exactly
and a defender
the backpack
that you mistook for
an object.
Yeah, I remember picking it up
we
and I got my
shield.
We got
one object
rocked,
and the shield burnt up.
That sucks, dude. I was so close.
Daniel's like...
See, the thing was, it's like, all right, you ready? On three. One, two. And I grab it.
He's like, one. And he grabs it. I'm like, eight. It's like, whoop.
I pick it up.
And it goes.
Dylan told me right before y'all got here, he was like, you don't know how happy I was when three of y'all went for the items. Because he goes, the plan was y'all were just going to grab one item and the armor comes alive. And Dylan's like, but Ethan fucking grabs the armor and it comes alive.
Just like magic surges through its body whenever you triggered it. Looks down, sees this Goliath trying to pick it up. Fuck.
What? That happened between me and Caleb.
You know,
me and Caleb got into it. And I went to go grab him, I pick him up, and he punched me so hard I like staggered back and I grabbed him up. Oh my god.
But yeah, you guys went through it, solved a riddle that took God knows how long.
Not too long.
No, we were sitting here fucking solid, close to an hour going.
Probably 30 minutes.
Not be giving hints for riddles.
Keep in my hourglass.
We're never using this.
I thought of hourglass like 50 minutes into that. I was like, they're gonna call me stupid. I'm not gonna say that.
I was in the bathroom pissing, and I was like, I was thinking of all the store items in the store. I was about to name every item in the store.
And then I had that flashback. He was like, we also have this hourglass. No, thanks. I got my sundial.
Sundial. I was like, okay.
Should we just go ahead and like give a shout out to Anchor so that way I'm just
yo, shout out to Anchor for sponsoring us
and giving us $15.
Episode.
Yeah.
So are we splitting that between five of us?
We're just making a group pool.
It's like,
no, wait,
it's like $3
a person.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are getting paid?
You guys are getting paid?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, we got sponsorships now. People actually want to sponsor us.
Yeah,
when did this happen? What kind of people?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like,
just,
immediately after our
it
session.
It was in the group chat.
Yeah, it was just me and Dylan sitting here, and I was like, huh, $15. Who's this from? Anchor. I was like, whoa.
So you actually got the money?
I still have to, like, implement it in the videos.
So we're going to make, like, a group fund?
Group fund.
In real life.
I'll just make a Cash App thing. No, we just got like a stack of money on the table. Yeah. It just grows as we do this.
We have to have an honor system. Rhett, don't spend it all.
Rhett, get it none of it. I have the job. I make the money. But you're telling me not to spend all my
money. Put your money in the group fund.
I got bills, I haven't seen you invest. I invested. You see that mic right there? You see that mic? You paid for that mic? No, you didn't pay for that mic. Yes, you paid for that mic.
I probably had that mic for fucking years.
You guys found this magical mold that you assume
I have craft. By the way.
Don't ever.
When she was like,
rub those nips and go, I got the mold, boys.
A magical short sword.
Wait, we got...
It's a,
upon crafting it.
It's like, we have
one. I wasn't
no.
Get that. But
no, I think we gotta take it to Blacksmith.
Whenever you
Blacksmith's not a blacksmith.
That's just their names. The pirate captain that was hidden on your ship.
That we should have killed.
Escaped. Yeah. And they asked for your help. Instead of helping, Onaga decided to castle guard.
Hey, no, wait. Rewind what you just said. Hey, guys, listen.
Noah looks at his penis.
Okay, listen to this. Say what you said again, just so I can rub it in their face, please.
After the pirate captain escaped, the pirate captain Stever, the guards asked you for help, but instead of immediately helping them, Onaga decided to hassle the guard.
Never mind. I thought this was
something else. Let's not repeat.
Let's get forward.
You hassled the guards, almost got your ass beat by the guard.
There was no almost. I could have
told him to shit himself and jump in the water.
You could not have taken it. He would have sure bashed your ass.
He would have shitted.
I wasn't going to help. I would have watched.
He would have shitted it
all
over me.
We were outside the shop as they were arguing. And I'm sitting there like, I just wanted to buy 10.
I want to buy my 10 back.
It's like that Vine. Can I please get a waffle?
And you see her.
You just look in the window, you see Onaga just getting shield bashed by this guy.
You look in the window, you see.
They got like the javelins and he's on the ground. They're just.
After some hard bargaining.
Bargaining.
That was argue.
You guys decided to track the pirate captain. You tracked them to this nice little homestead out in the plains where you.
This is the part I thought you were talking about that I wanted you to repeat.
Where, as you encountered it, you saw some blood stains through the chicken coop. My thinking would be he killed the residents and stashed them in there.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, didn't we invest?
You guys never checked, but we don't know.
We didn't even search the property.
Residents at the house he was at?
Yeah.
I clearly stated.
Didn't
no, you guys left.
Yeah. Didn't I specifically say, hey, you two go check the chicken coop?
I
know I told Rhett to go around the house.
Rhett went around the house looking at blood like, ketchup.
They must have had it when they ate chicken.
They cooked them in the chicken.
Yeah,
nuggets.
I clearly stated the chickens are gone, and there's a trail of blood leading to the chicken coop.
Look, they went to go kill them chickens, and one was on its period.
The chickens ate them.
Yeah.
No, stop.
You guys went inside, confronted
the
pirate
chickens
captain,
ate
and
them.
After some hard bargaining with the pirate captain, he gave you 200 gold.
There's no hard bargaining. They're starting to cut him in half.
Leave him alone. Let him live.
I'm on call.
And you guys decided to leave him alone. Your secret plan was to alert the guards that he was there after leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you guys are now leaving. As you guys are heading back to the capital.
Can we turn back?
No.
Shit.
Why not?
Yeah, can we turn back?
Alright, let's go.
As you guys are heading back, sunsets. Sunsets. It's getting dark. You hear the insects. Fricking and crowing.
He says insects.
Noah's looking at Noah.
No, you didn't see. Noah legit.
If y'all need to go get pizza before I get back or something, there's that.
Right, you gotta go. I'm not dropping money. I'm not wasting my gas.
You're not dropping nobody's gas.
You could ride with.
He's not wasting
money. You can either fucking starve or you can go.
I saw Daniel get $4 in nickels and dimes at the gas station.
Yeah, $4 in nickels and dimes.
She's
gonna
sort through it.
No,
it's like a gallon and a half.
Don't even worry about it.
Imagine if that was lit.
Just
you know,
I'm going
to put that towards the pizza.
By the way, before you get this all stuff,
I apologize sincerely.
Yes, you broke my chair. That kind of pisses me off.
I'm going to let you know, like, if you go out and throw the trash out, don't be alarmed if it smells like milk. Like, bad.
We threw out that milk.
It was bad, it was, so I like slam dunked it on the road, but picked it up.
But picked it up.
If your tires melt whenever you're leaving the driveway,
we're sorry.
Yeah,
that's what we're trying to say. Sue True Mill.
Listen, Sue we True had to get rid of that True Mill chocolate milk. Like, if we didn't get rid of it,
why did y'all drink it after it had been in there for so long?
We didn't drink it. Brett smelted it, almost threw up. Went out to the road. Bashed it on
and
the
then
road.
We walked outside with it like we were Rambo.
And then you guys,
Daniel threw it at Ethan.
Yeah, Daniel started chucking it at the road, and so I was like, okay, we gotta clean it up. So we got a trash bag, started walking out there. I didn't even get to the tree, and I smelled it almost started throwing up.
It's just smelling bad milk out there.
No, so the orange is gonna smell real good by the time the next Monday.
Yeah, it's gonna smell terrible.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
It's gonna smell bad.
It's gonna be lovely.
Bye.
She's pissed.
On the plus note, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Might wash it away.
No, dude, it's just gonna fill up and
it's gonna
mix with the water and
it's gonna ferment. It's gonna be like a
fine
wine.
Did we
get
those mops that were like mopping?
We're mopping our driveway. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, I threw it at the ditch.
I just threw
it. Threw it at
Ethan. I just threw him at Ethan. I was hoping to hit
him. It's not even that. It's just the fact of it's in the trash can. The trash can's gonna get hot.
Put this in the group phone.
Now that's the pizza.
Brett,
you know,
anything,
my mom,
you gotta move your car though.
I'll move my car.
You know, my mom was offering to grab pizza and shit, and I was like, oh, we had pizza so many times.
Shut up!
No, if we, you got your car.
I had
so
pizza.
What else
I had pizza in 2 weeks.
Look, if we do go, I got money,
last time
and if we just go to McDonald's, get everyone gets two things off the dollar menu. That's what mom does for dinner.
I'm gonna kick
she
you
gets
in the head. Leave the
pizza. Why the
good.
Fuck are you pulling out your dick, Noah?
I'm not. Look,
quit
hey, looking
hey,
at
hey.
It.
We're trying to get sponsorships, and we're 20 minutes into this, and you're just grabbing
his
penis.
His own penis. No, I'm not.
Quit licking your tit. Let's play.
You know what was funny? Okay. Even last session, 20 minutes in, we started playing. But you got the only thing you guys did was sold 10 at that point.
Okay, well, let's
hop right in. Dude. So, guys, I'm walking back to Eisenberg. It gets dark. I see the starry night sky. Reminiscing of back home.
Ah, yes! When I killed some people.
Dude, don't shut the hell up.
What kind of people were they?
Bitches.
Shut up.
My wife was a
bitch. You see him in the back, like, loading the crossbow, like,
my
also,
wife was
still,
a bitch.
I modified Brett's crossbow.
And he's like,
I modified Brett's crossbow a bit.
It's a lever-action crossbow.
It's a lever-action crossbow.
Explain to me how they can be lever-action.
He has cartridges of 5 bolts.
How long
each.
Are them fucking cartridges,
have
my dude?
Seen that
like, that
and
long?
Movie?
Well,
he
yeah,
put,
that's Hansel and Gretel.
He puts the cartridges
Jeremy
in his hand crossbow.
Lever-actions? Yeah.
Yeah, crossbows. Like
I said lever.
Back in the day, there was...
Where's my... I don't have my can. I was going
to
take my can.
Anyways, he has cartridges, 5 bolts in each, puts in the hand crossbow, lever action.
He's like...
So I get 5 shots before I reload, but yeah. Reloading still takes a whole action.
Can I get a
reloading
mag for my hand?
That's why I decided
that's
to
fair.
Do that.
Yeah.
Because reload... Because before, it's
thought,
just action,
I would
put
have
it in.
To,
action,
I would have
shoot.
To attack.
Can
I
get...
And then my turn would be over. It'd go full rotation. I'd reload, go another full rotation... And then I attacked.
Yeah,
again.
That's why I decided to do
I'm
the cartridge thing. Because that's what they did in a campaign that I watched. Right, shout out
to
High Rollers.
Speaks before he has a heart attack.
I'm going to go to Black and Smith, have them put a little loop on the bottom of my hammer with a long rope. I'm going to wrap the rope around my arm so that way when I throw Mjolnir, all I got to do is like jerk it back.
It comes one of us well, it's coming.
Well,
I miss it. Oh my
catch.
God.
That would be like an athletics check.
I'll be
it every time. To whip it back. He goes to catch it, just flies. Hits him in the head.
It's
like,
oh,
I would be
in
the
back.
Oh my god.
Crossbow, lighting up a shot, and all I see is a hammer fly at my face.
As you're standing behind Onaga, he whips back it.
Cover me, I'm reloading.
Oh!
It's like what happened on the boat. I cave in the front of someone's face. It's just a hammer sitting there. I'm like,
sorry. And I'll be at like 2 health too, so I'll just die.
I'm gonna do it though. There's no rule against it.
Oh, you whip out the Skyrim music, dude? Yeah. Oblivion's better.
Oblivion City music.
Yeah.
Or the Dark Souls 3.
Do the boss music.
Anyways, the guys are walking back. You see Heisenberg.
It's about time you woke up.
You see the nice
what the hell you been
lights
doing?
That are lit in the each building of candles.
You just say we're in a building made of candles.
No, we're in buildings lit by candles.
It's on fire.
The town is on fire.
It's lit.
It's getting lit in this bitch.
But you guys slowly make your way back.
T-Pain with a flamethrower and a boombox. Just okay. I'm sorry.
As you slowly make your way back into the town, the guard comes up to you. It's like, how'd it go?
Fuck you, nah, I'm not saying
that. Well, honey, it went
great. And we're kicking it off hard, boys, yeah!
Hell yeah, seduction check already!
Nah, man, it went really good, if you know what I mean. Oh, yeah, we were gonna. Oh,
we gotta ride him out.
So, okay.
Hey, we ran into the pirate captain.
Oh! Did you guys deal with him? Real bitch, by the way.
No.
Yeah, we dealt with him.
Look, we scammed him off some gold, but,
No, we didn't. We just, we...
Shut up!
We dropped him off
some
scammers.
We need,
confiscated.
We need some guards to go to the house and get him. Because
okay.
He's a real dangerous man.
But we're not going to tell you the location unless you pay us.
It'll cost you.
How much?
6,000... Wait,
no,
how much
no.
gold do we have? How much gold do we have? Stop. I'm checking out.
Dude, I'll punch you right in the face. Shut up.
No, I just want to remember how much it is, how much it'd be to charge.
We
for
have 328 gold.
Okay, so
right now.
It'll...
We'll just say a solid 25.
Yeah.
Make a persuasion check.
Dude,
I'm just making it.
I wear the dice.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I was like, who lost
him? Nah, it's Noah since he's the one saying it.
It doesn't
I
work.
Plus
try to
do
it. It doesn't work.
No,
pull my axe out.
I got plus 27, so yeah, that's fine.
Did
it
I got an Uno reverse card, so if I fail, it just goes back.
I should have put all my points into strength.
Really?
Be the strongest man.
That's what I am.
16. That's what I am doing.
Oh.
Good answer.
How about that hair bar?
What did you put?
He rolled
what did
a
you
16.
Get?
16? I rolled a 12 and plus 4, 16.
No, 16 plus 4.
I think we read that wrong. Hold up. Ah, there we go.
No, it's a 16. It's 16.
If you don't make it...
Wait, remember, we have to talk to the captain to get paid, because they don't have the authority.
I can get
the captain. We want the captain. Hey,
20.
No.
That's all I got on me.
22 right now.
20.
You better pull something out of your ass, boy. Come on.
I only got 20 going on me.
All right.
Hand it over.
Dude, we could have just went to the captain and been like...
What's the deal? I'm
going to give that to you,
because that went
so
well last time.
What's the info you're giving me again?
I'm wiser now.
What'd you say?
What's the info?
Okay.
What are we supposed to do?
The location. I'm giving you the location.
No.
Okay, what's the location?
What location?
What's the location?
What location? For who?
Location.
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
Pirate captain, he's up in the hills.
That's he's all. Up in the
hills. He's up in the hills.
Beverly
like, near the mountains.
He's
like,
in a little,
shack.
He's in a
shack?
Little farmhouse right before you get to the mountains.
Yeah, he
right.
might have murdered people.
You take a ride on
okay.
Cattle Boulevard. Because
there was blood in the...
Why didn't you guys deal with him?
Because
I tried.
Scammed him off of 200 gold.
And I wanted to kill him,
but
they did.
Him and take. You look like
yeah.
a tough opponent. We scrammed. You guys
no.
are better suited for that.
Okay. I'll gather up some men and we'll go take care of him
hey,
immediately.
Can I follow up with you guys?
Watch out. Bring a lot. Like,
a good
how
seven
much
men.
Is a lot?
36 men.
Like this man.
He's like,
this
man.
I believe the
he's
only
like,
guards that are on standby man. Right now is about 5.
All right, I'll follow.
Can bring 5 boys.
I'll follow up with
five.
You.
Boys,
no, there's no need.
Hey.
You're bringing
hey.
A bunch of 5-year-olds with like wood swords.
Ha! Hey. Stand back.
And he goes, like, he goes.
It's
slaps a kid.
No, it's like the main character from the start of Fable 1.
Hey, all right. Wait, why don't we just follow up with the captain or not the captain? The
no,
guard.
We're down with him.
We just follow up with the guards.
We're
good
done. Life.
We're not talking
okay.
to the captain again.
You guys have a nice night's rest.
What? That scared the fuck out of me.
Curtain?
I thought it was like not outside.
You did this, dude.
Oh yeah, the wasp.
Yeah,
look. It's just chilling.
Look, he's fucking huge, dude.
He's in between. I think he's in between.
Fuck you.
It like breaks through the glass.
Yeah, he's in between those. He's in between the
pages. Oh, he's about to get in the web, dude. Get out of here, dumbass. You're gonna go.
Dumbass.
Okay, anyways.
I'm gonna see a tarantula drop down. My...
Dude, I would anyways. Take a 12 gauge and blast that one.
He runs off to gather some men. Right. You guys are entering back into the city.
No, I'm surprised he didn't go.
Were you doing my ragu? This is passe, dude.
It's passe.
It's passe.
Anyways, so. You guys are heading back, walking by the port. As you guys enter the port, you have the warehouse. What's everyone's passive perception?
13.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, 13.
Perception? Passive perception. That's that bottom number.
11.
13.
9.
He's at
9.
Okay. What was yours again?
13.
So, as you guys 13, walk 13, by,
11,
both Rue and V-Man, Vladim,
Vladimir.
As you guys are walking by the warehouse, where the warehouse doors are usually shut and locked, the doors are slightly open and a bit of light
Bell.
Peeping through.
Belle Delphine.
And you see a broken lock on the ground burnt by the
nose. I CSI that bitch and do a forensic.
You guys don't see
Can I do a forensics check?
Okay, no, so you don't see it.
The door's open?
Why'd you tell us?
Slightly open, there's a crack.
Why'd you tell
me the lock is broken?
No, you and
me and
Plagueis don't see it.
Y'all these say something real quick. Tell us about it. I want to kick that door open. Like I'm Ricky Bobby.
Not if we're going to do that.
All right, well, I want to violently open the door with my foot.
You don't know. You don't know. These two
I look at Rue. Did you see that?
No.
And then we continue on.
Okay. So I'm like, yeah, man. Here. Let's go take a peek at the door.
Should I ready my crossbow?
Here, you go take a peek at the door. I'll distract him. I'll tell Daniel about it.
No.
You just gonna go,
cat toy. He did.
Cat toy.
Onaga and his crayons. He's just eating the crayons.
Jiggledy, jiggledy. He just pulls out some cheese and starts shaking them up. Cheese.
Just imagine me and Noah are just whispering at the front, and we just stop dead in the tracks, and Noah looks back at Ethan. Hey there.
And Ethan's like, boobies!
Okay, so...
What exactly are you guys doing?
Okay. Noah's distracting retard.
I'm gonna tell Plagueis first about
it. I actually did plan on being smart. This go around, okay. But now I'm really tempted just to play stupid.
Okay,
you got me tempted. You got me tempted.
Okay, we'll tell them.
Okay, hold on. So you're gonna go up, all right, and you're telling them. Yeah. So how are you doing? Are you doing stealthily?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll put my axe through that door check. Like it's Swiss cheese.
He does a roll, slams his head into the warehouse. And
stealth check is the way to go. +7.
+7. Fucking hell, dude.
8 plus 7, 15. 15.
I got the
That's
map.
Not bad. If they got awkward.
If I got a 15, that was a...
Okay. So, you stealthily walk up to the door.
Thing is, he stepped on two
feet. It's slightly cracked, a bit of light's appearing.
I beat that door open with my dick.
That's why we don't let you do anything.
With your stealth, you're just... slightly open it and you look in. So, as you look in...
You fucking die.
Hey, let me look at my notes.
I just poke in. It's like the barrel of a flintlock pistol is pointed at my eye.
Why is it so dark? Then you look over and you see.
Let me look at the notes real quick.
All right.
I just peek my head in and someone puts a rope around my head.
Somebody goes. And it's like, and it's like, shit!
There's turn. Just a random
Ethan,
tree.
No, Ethan walks up, he goes, Pigana!
Pull out Mjolnir and just start throwing it at him.
Awesome. He's like, holding Mjolnir.
We are finishing chapter 1 today, no matter what.
I thought we were in chapter 2.
Yeah, I thought we were in chapter 2 as well.
No, we're in chapter 1 still.
We're at like the end.
We're finishing chapter 1.
What session number is this?
This is 4.
this is session five. We did three and four at one point.
No, that was session three, day two. I don't give a fuck about what you say. This is session four.
It was a completely different...
You want to argue with the fucking DM?
You want to die?
You want to fucking die?
You want to get your ass hanged out? Dylan just rolls a 20. I rolled a natural fucking 20.
He rolled a natural fucking 20.
Well, God killed me.
Anyways.
He's just walking down
God the street. God smited him. Just lightning comes down. Slams into him. He's like... It's like
I'm just walking, eating my crayons. Oh.
So, you're going to open the door and peer in. What you see is, you look in, and you know, it's a nice standard warehouse. There's two, you know the scaffolding warehouse, where they have boxes. You see two of those leading down this long warehouse.
Ha, so how about them keys, Noah?
On the floor, you see open crates just tossed aside.
Who all seeing this? Just him?
Just me.
Yeah, just him, because he's just...
So how about the gin?
I thought he was dead.
He's the only one there. You guys are like, about like 40 feet away discussing it.
40 feet?
Why
are we 40 feet away going?
He's the one that went up to you and was like, hey, there's some shit going on.
Guys, that's a nice little door out there. Let's stand 40 feet away and just like talk about that door. You see that paint job?
You see that paint job?
Anyways, what you see is...
That should have been my Black and Smith Brothers painting shop.
Stuff scattered across the floor. Particularly, you see a bunch of black fragments just scattered across the floor.
We're getting racy now.
Maybe it's just
why couldn't have been Ash?
Obsidian, we need that, bro. Let's do it.
I walk in there with a dustpan and a vacuum. It's like, huh, let's get
you
it.
You see three dudes just at the end of it, like rummaging through.
Let's beat their ass, dude. That's our obsidian.
You just hear them
obsidian
like,
obsidian entertainment?
Where the fuck is it?
I don't fucking know.
Just by saying
you know,
that,
they're just rummaging through the crate. And it's just like, I think I fucking found it. Is this it?
Yeah, what if we got sponsored by Obsidian?
What kind of guys are these?
How cool would that be? There's 3 million.
Yeah, they look like pirates or...
Look like thugs.
I got
like
this.
Just how do you know what a thug looks like?
Yeah, dude, they just throwing up their
like,
yo, where's the Obsidian, G?
You know how you can tell that they're thugs?
Hey!
If you scream loud enough, you won't hear.
That's what I was trying to do.
You just Tyler won it.
Well, I was waiting here. Hey!
What did I say?
She's pregnant. They kind of look
hey,
like
fatty.
No,
they kind of look like that, like, minus the pet.
Dang, that's a
so
big,
I'm gonna
voice.
Sit back. Let this little pan
right
out.
Now, from where you're at the door and you're looking down, they're about 60.
Hey, I got
enough.
Let's call the guards.
About 60 feet away. I mean, you look around. There are no guards. Man.
Guards, help!
Do you scream that? Do you scream that?
I imagine when the thugs is like runs in. Yo, what the fuck was that?
Guards, help me!
He's like blowing his little whistle.
What a right whistle!
I'm not gonna yell that.
Okay, so
dude, look, it's what he's eating with.
You said there are three guys, right?
Three that you can see.
I want to feel it.
Okay,
feel
only the first.
No,
two
it was plastic. Right? That wasn't it.
Yeah,
it
was
oh shit! Why is it?
Just kind of sit back.
No,
I regroup with them and discuss what.
Let
him
feel
saw.
How hard that is.
Okay.
I took that to the side of my head.
Is some shit, dog.
Probably.
Hey, can I call the? Can I call the Ronin, them Asian gangsters on motorbikes with swords from Saints Row 2 to come in and help?
So yeah, you pull out your phone.
Yo, let me call up Shoddy. Hey, get the Ronin down here at the port.
Yo, Gat, get your ass down here.
Gat's dead. Johnny.
Not in Saints Row 2?
Thank you for spoiling it, dude. Okay.
That game came out 10 years ago.
Spoiler alert.
So what we need
podcast.
So what we need to do, right?
Gat's fucking dead.
Okay. He came back as a zombie.
How do we handle this, fellas?
He didn't die.
First of all, we don't let Ethan in charge of the planning, because he'll just rip the door off.
No, I'm playing smart. I'm actually going to play smart.
With your 8 intelligence.
We can either...
8 intelligence, schmadish intelligence.
Slight damage, minus 35.
We can either confront them, or I could sneak around again, get actually inside the warehouse, and try to gain more...
show me what they look like? Hey, don't you show me what Mike? Can you show me what a Goliath looks like and what they look like? Do we look about the same?
No, these
no,
well, no. Goliaths actually, like, they might actually look like this. I might just stroll up and be like, yo, what's up, my G homie doggies?
Yo, boss called.
You walking up, hey!
Yo, Kingpin like, called. Who's Kingpin? Shit. Wrong universe.
They're like, wrong town?
Spider-Man said, show me what they look like again.
That's you. You do not look like that.
You look nothing like
that. All right, well, then I'm their boss.
I'm pretty sure they don't know what their boss looks like.
No, man. They keep the boss keeps his face hidden. He's one of the people that don't like to be seen.
What boss does that?
Oh, I got that. I got that. I was strolling like, yo, what's up?
Okay. Yeah, sneak around back.
We could walk in and just be like, hey, we'll keep your mouth shut.
The only entrance
that you saw was the front. Alright. So how far were they from the front entrance?
About.
Please, God, say like.
How big's the warehouse?
Please say
20. How far is 60 warehouse? Feet? Is that long enough distance that, for a warehouse, or would you say 120 is more?
Dude, it'd be like 400 to 600. It's like 600 feet.
I'd say it's a bit
you think
small.
About one of the military.
I'd say it's a bit smaller warehouse. So I'm
like
say,
what you see in
like 300.
Not fucking that. That's
dude, that's like
2 weird.
Miles.
Yeah.
No, it'd be like
2 miles. Dude.
It'd be like 300
say
feet.
120 feet. It's a fairly small one.
And where? How far away from
the
door?
And where are they from the entrance?
Yeah.
120 feet. They're at the end of it.
Oh. They're at the very end. Like, well, how did he see them?
I'm gonna bum rush them with my axe and get lit up.
He's like, oh, running down the hall, and they're just.
We got it.
No, they're legit standing next to each other at the end of the warehouse. Hey, I can't fucking find it.
But yeah, they're okay. 20 feet down, so, looking at some crates. All right. Like,
hey, these are bad dudes, B-Man. So I say we fucking kill them.
Can I lead? It's my specialty.
No, what's your stuff?
The DM said sometimes that I ain't the best to fire.
I want to rush through the door.
Stealth, right?
Just put something on.
I throw. Wait, yeah.
Not the thugs in front of me.
Okay, so can
dude,
I, wait, wait,
that
wait.
Stop a big box on their head.
What's yeah, I want to grab one of the scaffolding things and like pull it over on them.
Great. Strength check. You gotta hit a natural 20.
My strength is 17 plus 3.
Alright, I say
anyways,
I sneak in.
So you're gonna sneak in? So that's gonna be.
I got the rope.
So
I was tied right.
Who's sneaking in?
I got the high
not
spell.
You.
No, I'm
you,
good.
You.
I'm good.
You're 7 foot.
Dude, so I just walk around. Don't.
Here.
Well,
Ethan would be on his tiptoes peeking over the scaffolding.
You,
just
if you're all gonna snack up in the door.
And just, it would fall.
And you're gonna be doing stealthy.
Can I lead it?
Oh, it's stealthily. Never mind.
Everyone make stealth checks if you're stealthily.
Y'all all want to, like, get up to the door?
Well, y'all can hide next
I've
to the door.
I've got a plus
y'all
one.
Get in.
Dude, there's any trouble.
So it's positive.
I'll sneak check up to the door. I'll fall into the door. I slam that.
That'll be what happens to me. I'll fall and, like, tear the entire door down.
Well,
is
there, so
whole,
is there, like, windows on the roof? Like, no,
I mean, I have a plus one still, so
like,
I don't have anything negative
get,
on
yeah.
me. So it all just depends
I mean,
on my
dude,
roll.
Let's go, get,
you don't
get on the roof
have
the
a
window
up there, but there
dude,
are
ropes. I could jump through.
We got ropes and climbing
ropes.
Yeah, I have a rope.
Yeah, I have rope too.
Okay.
We all have rope. Ethan's also pretty strong, and I'm pretty light. He could just yeet.
So,
no, I just grab Rhett and throw him through the roof while he's tied up to a rope. I got you, dude.
Get him. And Ethan's like, he goes, this rope's tied to me.
It's about, it's about 60 feet from right. how B-Man's gonna hang. You will need a way to put the rope up there.
I just what tied him around his head. He's like, wait, push it through like Makarov.
The warehouse is like beside the port. There's no other buildings around it.
Okay, so yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna go up to the door.
What's my acrobatics?
Okay,
set?
So okay,
I got a plus
what is
five.
The plan that you guys are doing?
I'm gonna wait at the door.
I could parkour my way up there. I have a plus five in athletics.
Okay, what are you two doing?
Can I parkour up there with a plus five in athletics? Well, I do
dude,
have a plus five. So like, if
are you doing it stealthily?
No, parkour. It's up the roof. I'm like, how did this big ass not make any noise?
How loud would it be if I didn't do stuff?
It's
with?
A metal building. You'd be like, dong, 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 dong.
Wait, we could strike fear. I got an idea. Whenever I do that, that'd be a good distraction. And y'all just like go in. Because it's going to be loud.
Dude, they're going to be like, what the
fuck? They'll turn around and be like, what the fuck?
They're
going to want guys walking.
You just see like footprints
see
go into
the
wall.
What you guys doing?
That's what I would do through the roof.
Ethan's too big, falls through the roof.
Alright.
I don't know. It's up to y'all. Should I stealth?
Okay, hold on. Before you do, what are you guys doing?
Should I stealthily parkour up there, or should I just...
No.
Like,
no, okay, give me one.
Okay, what stealth? Would my checks...
What's your stealth?
Well, if...
It is plus one, so it's nothing negative.
Well, how... Where are you going parkour? Like,
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Figure it out.
There's no neighboring...
Look, I played Assassin's Creed. I'll find a way. I'll find a way. Okay. No, I'm going to hang back, and I'm going to see what Daniel's going to do.
Okay, so you're just going to hang back where you move.
I guess I'll stealth up to
him. Okay, so you three make a stealth check up to the door.
I was going
to
do what I'm doing what he does.
I'll make the first stealth check.
You're already at the door, though.
No, he has to make it again because he went back,
went
to,
back
talk
to
you guys.
Okay.
I'm doing what Daniel does. That was my plan.
Okay. What the fuck? Let's make it a 3. I'm like,
24?
No, I got a 20.
Dude, what? I'm gonna be Noah's the only one that falls down.
Like Splinter Cell and get in there, like, oh, he can't hear me.
Daniel's just gonna go. Fuck.
15,
16.
Alright.
Not bad.
Alright.
Ethan, okay, so 16.
Watch Ethan 20, slam his head against 19. The wall.
Okay.
I gotta roll. 8.
Fuck. What are you doing?
What are you rolling
Ethan
for?
Ethan made a stealth check.
I was doing what Daniel does.
Okay, so you rolled an 8. Plus your stealth.
No, dude. That's what it is. It was a 7.
Am I in the building
damn
yet?
Door.
can we just say Ethan fell down when he started running?
Yeah. Okay. Can I fall down when I start running?
Okay.
Can I fall down?
Okay. So.
Please let me fall.
So, Red goes first, you know, gets up to the door. You guys stack up on him. You know, you go up behind him. And then behind Rue, Plagueis comes up. And then... Onaga.
Ethan.
Onaga seeing
a... step on a Lego or see a cat run by. Kitten!
He looks over.
Kitty!
You see Onaga. Onaga, you see Plagueis stack up on Rue. And you're like, okay, I'll do what he's doing. And you try stealthily going up. And as you're walking across the street, stepping some dog shit.
He goes, smoothie!
Stepping and you're like, oh, fuck. And... you go up to the, you're looking, peering in, about to go in.
And
so as you hear a, oh, fuck, behind you. You're like, what? And you look in, and you just see all three of them, like, turn around, like, what the fuck?
Wait, they're at the end of the warehouse. I'm 180 to 200 feet away, and they hear an, oh, fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, you're a loud motherfucker. Did I scream
we're
all
only like 40,
fuck?
We were only, like, 40 feet from the warehouse, though.
Ethan, remember,
I know, but they're 120
the DM
away.
Says... monkey do.
Okay.
You were closer. You were closer to the door.
Get
so when
water.
You shouted,
like,
it echoed inside.
I'll get you water, and then you sit down without water.
After he shouts, I quickly peer around the corner again, out of the blind sight.
Oh, you had it. Just get it. Is this the last water?
I mean, there's water there.
Baby, you have cherries, Dylan.
Yeah,
you
have cherries.
Dude, cherries are dope. No, I was like,
you know, Boo from Monsters, Inc.? Oh, Ethan sees a cat and he goes, kitty! And he runs up on it like, yeah!
Dude, how much did it take to fill up this damn cup?
So what the hell are these thugs about to do?
Well, right now, you know,
can
I turn around and just see.
They're looking at the door.
Like, oh,
they look at the door.
They
see.
They don't notice Rhett, you, and Dan.
I scraped the dog shit off my
boot
and
just
throw it at
them. Fuck from outside the door. And they turn around.
No, dude, imagine they walk up the door and you see Ethan walking down the street like.
okay.
Oh, it's a retard. It's
okay, fellas.
He's just a little special.
Can you grab me apple?
I'll be right back.
Apple?
I'll
look at the stats.
Hey, really quickly. Well, I think what we should do.
Alright, I'm
going to
call
like,
it on this episode.
Door.